Books with an R-V-I-N, P-A-C-T-O-N, Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name Young, Y-O-U-N-G, it's our 3350, the date's 12213. Chief complaint, here at follow-up of her microalbumin, subjective, the nurse called her with a lab results. Everything looked fine, except she had an LDL of 105 and an elevated microalbumin at 2.78, period. Actually, I was out of town. Dr. Burton attributed this result. She's back to discuss them, period. She's a little nervous, period. She brings her husband in with her today, period. No changes over the weekend. She just wants to be proactive, period. Objective vitals. Weight 160, BP 119 over 78, pulse 85, 796%. She's pleasant and is a little nervous. Assessment, insulin-dependent diabetes, elevated microalbumin, elevated LDL. Plan, we had a long discussion. We're going to get her started on the Lisinopril, 2.5 milligrams, 1 POQD. I need to give her number 30 with 2 refills, period. We'll plan on rechecking microalbumin in 6 to 8 weeks, period. We had a long discussion about diabetes and caring for our vital organs, period. Her A1C was at 7.8. We do need to work to get this at least under 7 and then to 6.5, period. She doesn't admit there's things she can do. We did talk about diet, period. One thing I would like her to do is start exercising. This can be as simple as walking. This will not only help use extra sugar and help with our weight, it also helps build strength and collateral circulation, period. We do need to get started on a statin. We'll revisit this idea in 6 weeks when she follows up and probably recheck the lipid panel at that time, period. Prevacol would be a good choice, period. Thank you. Looks like an RVIN PAC.